Cars for Kids ad banned in California over false advertising ruling. By Sean Moran on May 15, 2026. A judge ruled that Cars for Kids ads are banned in California, believing that the charity violated false advertising and unfair competition laws by using donations to pay for teenagers' trips to Israel and a $16.5 million building in the country. In 2021, Bruce Puterba sued Cars for Kids, saying he felt taken advantage of after he discovered that his donation would not go to underprivileged kids from all over the U.S. Puterba said he donated a broken-down car after hearing the ads over and over again on the radio. Puterba believed he was a charitable person and said he donated the car with the belief that the proceeds would go to children in need, particularly in the Golden State. He learned after his donation that the funds instead went to UHRA, a company meant to further Jewish heritage and summer camps in New York and New Jersey. Estee Lando, the company's chief operating officer, COO, in testimony that the judge described as shockingly candid, said her organization does not focus on helping the country's most needy kids. CBS News explained. She testified that Cars for Kids is the primary funding source for UHRA. She admitted that the donations funded matchmaking programs for young adults and trips to Israel for 17 and 18-year-olds, according to court documents. In her testimony, she added that the company spent $437,000 on Middle East outreach and used the funds to purchase a $16.5 million building in Israel. In its reasoning for the ruling, the court stated that the advertisements were misleading by omission and stated that the Cars for Kids name, paired with the advertisements, were likely to deceive the public. Cars for Kids decried the ruling, saying that they expect to win on appeal and described the lawsuit as a lawyer-driven attempt to siphon off charitable funds for their own gains. "We believe this decision is deeply flawed, ignores the facts, and misapplies the law. It's well known that we are a Jewish organization and our website makes it abundantly clear. Take a look and judge for yourself," www.carsforkids.org, a spokesperson said. Puterba said he was not computer savvy and said instead he followed the ad's directive to call the charity's phone number. The judge sided with his argument, saying that consumers act reasonably by calling that number rather than cross-referencing a website. In the judge's ruling, Cars for Kids must pay Puterba and the charity has 30 days to pull the ads from the state.